Blackstone Audio presents the Hollywood Theater of the Ear production of Aeschylus's The Oresteia. Part 1, Agamemnon. The scene is the palace of the ruling family of Argos. The war with Troy has been raging for a decade. All the young men of the city are far from home, their fate unknown. And at this early hour, the entire city sleeps, except for one lone sentry.
Oh, gods, free me from this awful task. For one full year, I've been stuck up on this Tower of the Atridae, crouched on my haunches like a dog. I've memorized every single star in the night sky, the whole twinkling mob that arcs over my head with the seasons. And still I wait, hoping to spot another light, an earthly one, the signal fire from Troy, heralding its fall. Those are my orders, direct from the queen, her woman's heart steeled by a man's resolve. I toss and turn up here on my dew-soaked cot. I never dream because I never sleep. No. Fear comes and chases sleep away. My eyes refuse to shut. When I whistle or hum to stay alert, the sad melody makes me grieve for the terrible state of this house, the misrule and dishonor. Oh, how I wish my watch would end tonight. Whichever of you gods hears the prayers of humble men, hear me now, and let the light from Troy kindle an early dawn. The fire. At last. Gleaming in the night. Oh, welcome sight. Light of a new dawn. They'll be dancing in the streets because of you. It's over! The war is over! I have to wake Clytemnestra, Agamemnon's wife. Rouse her out of bed so she can lead the celebration. Troy is fallen! The fire says so!
The fire says so! The fire says so!
As for me, oh, first I'm going to dance and treat the king's good luck as my own. The dice rolls, triple sixes. I win! I win! I hope the master returns soon. I want to clasp his hand in mine.
As for certain other matters, my lips are sealed. A big ox stands on my tongue. Although if this house had a tongue of its own, it might have quite a few tales of its own to tell. But of that, I speak only to those who already know the situation. For those who do not, my mind is blank.
Sway in Argos left with a thousand Argive ships to press their cause with force. Hearts screaming in their fury like a pair of eagles overwhelmed with the loss of their young.
Then one of the supreme powers, Apollo or Pan or Zeus, hears their wailing, hears those screaming birds who live within his realm, and sends a late avenging fury to punish the transgressors. In just that way, all-powerful Zeus, god of hosts and guests, sends the Atridae against Paris, son of Priam, for that woman's sake, Helen of many men, condemning Trojans and Achaeans alike